6 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. This wonderful Monday afternoon, March 28th. We're almost done with the month of March. How about that? April starting on Friday. And April's going to have playoffs, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs for us. So, yeah, we're rounding out March Madness. We're getting into the Final Four. There's going to be a lot for us to pay attention to come the playoffs. And listen, I'm gonna do my part here. I'm really going to try to watch the Avalanche playoffs. Jades, you don't believe me. I can see it in your eyes. You're like, well, I'll believe when I see it, man. I'm going to try. I'm going to do it for you guys because, you know, the Hooligans have been clamoring. Well, Brady, you need to talk more hockey. Would you rather me talk more hockey but not really know what I'm talking about? Or just talk more hockey? Because I can do that. I could certainly talk more hockey and just not sound intelligent about it. Some would actually have it that way. Nah, just as long as you say in the Avalanche a few times in the show. Okay, I will give you my assessment. The Avs lost at Minnesota 3-2 in overtime. They got a point by going to overtime. It would have been cool to win. Like, that's it. That's it. That's how we do it. They're at Calgary on Tuesday. San Jose on Thursday. I could just read the schedule. But I'm going to try. I'm going to do my part. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. Okay, all right, I want to get to the Final Four. I want to get to St. Peter's, the Peacocks, all this other stuff. I want to get to it. No-co Randy. Got killed in the whole show bracket, but have KU on my friends and family bracket. Can the Rock Chalk crew get past Nova and Duke? I say they can get past Nova. I'm rooting for a Kansas-Duke battle. You know, self and Coach K. Are you rooting for Coach K now? I mean, now that I'm done in the bracket challenge, and I beat Tanner, by the way, which is really what this whole thing has been about, then now I could just look at it and go, what's the coolest story here? An 8 seed in North Carolina? They don't really feel like an 8 seed. I'm gonna say I'm rooting for the story. I'm rooting for Duke. I'm going for Coach K to go out on top. That's kind of what this thing's all been about, right? I mean, all year, if you're watching, how many, five national championships? Go ahead, make it 6. Get that other hand, get that other hand with the ring. Why not? What a legendary coach, by the way. So I think Duke's going to win. I do. I picked against them too many times now, and I know against UNC they lost the last time out, which was, Coach K's last home game, and they lost to UNC. They're 4-point favorites. KU's 4.5-point favorite. So I very much expect the opposite of what I say to come true. I think it'll probably be Villanova and UNC for the championship, the way this thing goes. That's funny. This is the time of year where everybody goes, how's your bracket doing? 98% of us say, on to Cincinnati. Something like that. Okay, I got to get to it because this is the news of the day. The big story of the day. Let's get to it. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. I'm not a big Oscars guy or Golden Globes guy or Grammys or Emmys or Whammies or any of those stupid trophies. But again, last night has us all talking. Chris Rock, comedian, he hosted it. Is that right? He hosted the whole thing. Made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith, who is Will Smith's wife. And well, here it is.
You know who's got the hardest job tonight? Javier Bardem and his wife are both nominated. Now, if she loses, he can't win. He is praying that Will Smith wins. Like, please, Lord. Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay? I could, oh, okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay. Okay.
That last part, though, was the most awkward, where Chris Rock's like, I'm going to. Stop. What was... Okay. I think it was scripted. I think it was all scripted because... Jades, do you watch the... What were these? These were the Oscars? Do you watch the Oscars? Okay, and you're a young guy. I'm a older guy than you. I do not watch the Oscars. I don't think anybody watches the Oscars. I didn't see any tweets. Oh, Billy's winning the movie of the year for whatever the hell crap they put out this year. Well, the point is, there's great movies, but the Oscars never recognizes them unless they're eight-hour movies about like a single mom that's made it or a couple that's cheating on each other. Like, those are typically the movies that go. So the Oscars are garbage. You got to do something. 2 years ago, it was Ricky Gervais calling out all of them for being hypocrites, and nobody really wants to hear their political spiels. That was, people got into it. Well, this is the new one. I think it was scripted. I think it was part of a joke, but who the hell knows? I'm not a specialist in this area. If Tanner Schwinn had me on, we were talking about it on NoCo Now. If it wasn't scripted, who do you side with? Will Smith or Chris Rock? And somebody said, you don't have to pick a side. We do. You have to pick a side. Dude, it's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm going to go with Will. If it was a normal situation, I'm going to a comedy show as a regular human, not a Hollywood person, and somebody started making fun of my wife, no matter if she has some serious condition, which I think Jada Pinkett Smith does, with her losing her hair, I'm getting mad. I'm getting frustrated. I don't know if I'm stepping up on a stage and slapping a guy, but I'm getting pretty close if it keeps going. So in that case, I suppose I would say, yeah, probably. And a lot of people are like, violence is never the answer. Okay. I mean, golly. He slapped him. It clearly didn't do anything. Like Chris Rock's response was, whoa, ha ha ha. I just got slapped the blank out of by Will Smith. It clearly didn't do anything, but the point came across. Whatever. Gotta love it, man. Weird times. Weird times in this world we're in. I think it was scripted. I think it was a ploy to get more people interested in an award show that really nobody cares about. Dixon, his joke was really offensive and insensitive. Brady, that wasn't scripted. Will's wife suffers from a disease which makes her lose hair. Alopecia, is that right? Is that what it's called? Yeah, a lot of people get that. And I'm not saying it was not severe or bad and stuff, but I think it was scripted. It can still be scripted. They could absolutely still come together and be scripted. You don't think Jada Pinkett Smith is like in the news all the time now? She has that show, The Table or whatever, where they just talk about drama. Like, yeah, they want drama. They do. And listen, and if it's true, it was bad. That, like I said, I already sided with Will Smith if it wasn't scripted. But it is what it is. That's my thoughts on it. Eastside Chris. Brady, I've learned just say blue line, offsides. That makes you an expert. Hockey guy will respect you. Okay. The slap heard around the world. And it's going to make a lot of people watch the Oscars now. Because you never know what's going to happen. Get out of here. That was a joke. It was scripted. Pretty sure Rock like leaned into it. Looked like he kind of leaned into it too. Yeah, whatever. 16 minutes after the hour, we can talk about the Final Four. St. Peter's gets smoked. Surprise, surprise. More on the NBA standings with the Nuggets. They're sitting at sixth at this point. you know, trying to avoid that play-in. They have a huge week. Charlotte tonight. They have Indiana later. And then, Jades, my game of the week is coming up. It's on Friday, April 1st. No joke about that one. Nuggets, Timberwolves. The winner of that, they might both get in, actually, in the playoffs. And maybe a Dallas or Utah's left out. But the winner should at least secure at least the sixth or fifth spot. 16 minutes after the hour. We're going to have Bodie Hume on the show of the UNC Bears. You know, he had a solid year for this team, and this team gets to the semifinals of the CBI. So we're going to put the finishing touches on our chats with Bodie. Bodie joining us in studio in just a few minutes. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You want nuggets insight, then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-two minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now for the first time this, or for the last time this season, is Bodie Hume of the UNC Bears. Bodie's been with us throughout the course of the season for the Bears, thanks in part to First Advantage and some great sponsors like Cables Pub and Grill hooking up with us throughout the course of the season. So couldn't do a lot of stuff without those businesses. Live and local radio, of course, supporting the UNC Bears throughout their years and Bodie's career. So again, we just thank those sponsors so much. Bodie, my man, good to see you, dude, and appreciate you popping in pretty much every week. I know sometimes the schedule was nuts, but it was so much fun to just learn from you, go through your experiences with UNC, not just this year, but even talk about some of the past stuff too.
No, definitely. It's been a lot of fun to come on here and actually do this consistently. I know I've got to do it a little bit in the past with Linder or with even Jordan Davis, but being able to come here weekly and give shout outs to my guys and just kind of help the people understand our game plans is a lot of fun.
Yeah, learning about the insides and outs and ins and outs and the matchups and everything. But what a year it was. I mean, when you take a step back, I know, you know, at the end of the day, you and I have talked about it. The goal was we want to win the conference tournament. We want to get to the big dance. That's what the goal is. And unfortunately, most teams fall short of that. I mean, a very small group gets in, even though it seems like a bunch. There's a lot of teams that just don't make it, but you guys were very close. You made it to the Big Sky Championship. None of the know-it-alls had you guys going to that game. So I know that was cool, at least getting there. I know the ultimate goal wasn't achieved, but man, it was phenomenal to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you go back and look through my 4 years here, and even a little bit before that, we've never been able to win a Big Sky Championship. So to get Smiley being a second year head coach and get us to this Big Sky Championship is really big. And then having the ability to not only get us to the Big Sky Championship, but also helping us get to the CBI and get us a tournament after that was just really makes us really thankful of him.
Yeah, I always think that's interesting too, like how a player responds to that. Because the coaches, you know, hey, the more we can get players together and play in a postseason type tournament like that, the better. Was there ever a point though where maybe some players are in the back of your mind, you're like, do we want to do this again? Our goals were this. Now we're set. What is that like personally for you?
Definitely is tough. Like, you know, you work so hard for one goal in the season and you don't achieve it. For a lot of our guys, we love that we got the opportunity to go to Florida. A lot of the guys like really were happy to be there and not upset that the season was longer. Which Smiley sat me down when we were in Montana actually and asked like how would I feel? Do I think I would be able to go? I said, yeah, man. Ultimately, it's another opportunity for me to get looks from other places that hopefully I can go into in the future. And it's at the end of the day, we do what we do for love, and we love the game, and we just want to play it whenever we can.
So it's not necessarily like a retooling of your brain, almost like a re-gear. Okay, we geared up for this. Okay, we didn't get there. Well, let's re-gear back up. But you're always kind of ready to play, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really helpful, especially with how our conference tournament works. For us playing three games in 3 days, it was the same exact atmosphere that we took in the CBI. So being able to know how to follow a film session and do scout, and even just like doing it immediately after you win against a team, it's something that was really easy for us to carry over.
How do you summarize this season, man? I mean, it was a long year, and you know, playing in these big tournaments, playing up against big time teams like the Texases and the Arizonas, and even up north with Colorado State, them going to the Big Dance. You guys went toe to toe with a lot of those teams and got to go to some really cool places, not just during the regular season, but starting back into the off season too. Mm-hmm. How do you put a bow on this thing, man? How do you summarize it?
That's tough. I think for me, it was kind of heartbreaking because I remember going back and thinking, man, I didn't take a single picture of any of these stadiums that we were here to. Not even thinking that it's my last year, just kind of focusing on the basketball side of it. And so for me, I would say like really looking back and taking in on all the moments that we've got to capture. Like I said to you, like getting to go to Hawaii, Puerto Rico, and Florida this year all for tournaments is just, it's a blast for us. And that's something that a lot of kids won't ever get to see.
Experiences that, you know, like you said, that you can't, a lot of people can't come back and say, wow, we had this opportunity not only to go, but we're playing too. Like we're doing something that's productive for our school. And, you know, we've talked about this, is growing that UNC brand. And certainly those are ways to do it. When you're out and about, you're meeting new people are watching you that might never have watched the UNC Bears before. So there was all these unique opportunities.
Absolutely. I think if you go back to look, we made it to the Final Four of the CBI, and we actually got to be on national television, which is a huge thing for us, knowing that we have our deal with ESPN Plus and we're on there. But just being able to have the opportunity to be on national television and play for people on national television, no matter how good or bad it goes for us, it's just a nice thing to be a part of.
Yeah, no question about it. We're talking to Bodie Hume of the UNC Bears. And Bodie, I mean, we were talking, man, you see it on the wall. You were our Preps Player of the Year years ago. You were the Big Sky Conference Freshman of the Year. And it does seem like a long time ago because you went through all the COVID, all the way through that. You know, some of the players we've had the honor to talk to over the years, the Jordan Davises and Jonah Radabaugh, like, they experienced that, but they were also getting out of it. You were in the beginning of it, and then as we hopefully are rounding out to the end of all of it, too. Yeah. So that's why it does seem like a long 2 years for you, especially then going all the way back to the freshman year.
Definitely. I think going into my freshman year, I didn't really know what exactly to expect, how much I was going to play, if I was going to play at all, what my role would be. And just knowing that was well-defined and just carried me through my 4 years here. COVID year was a long one, man. I mean, we didn't know if we were going to play, let alone practice. Just getting the opportunity to play 20-some games like we did is all we really asked for. So it was nice to be able to be a part of an actual season there, and it definitely helped me a lot. It helped our team a lot understand like what we needed tools-wise, and it shows. We got some guys that came in this year and did huge things for us, and we got guys that learned their roles this year that did huge things for us that didn't necessarily get to do that last year. So it was really nice.
And again, so many different things that you went through. I mean, Coach Linder, you started with Coach Linder. Smiley was there, of course, but then you're in that transition too. So you have that coaching transition, perhaps that leadership transition, and then COVID, all these different things. I remember talking to Jeff Linder when you were a freshman and I on this show, and I said, hey, he's that good of a player. Do you find it hard sometimes that he's a freshman? You know, I remember Linder said, hey, we don't look at him like a freshman. We need him to be an impact player right now. So from that early on, those pressures, and then going through all this other stuff, I mean, it's been a wild career for you at UNC, man.
For sure. It's been very, very fun ride, very thankful ride for sure.
All right, so what's next? Because theoretically, you have another college year left, right? The COVID year. Again, doing the math on all of this is difficult for me, but you, in a roundabout way, you still have another year left. So what's the plans? Have you thought about it a lot? I mean, obviously, I'm sure you have.
I am. I'm graduating from UNC this year.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's been the biggest part. Knowing that I've put in a good career at UNC, I probably won't be returning. Hopefully the future plans for me are to continue to play basketball. I just don't exactly know where yet. Still trying to figure out all the options, I guess you could say. But I know UNC and the community's been with me 100%. I feel like they're still going to be with me as soon as I make a decision, which is all I could really ask for.
So you're kind of leaning toward, okay, seeing what that bigger step is, but you're not necessarily ruling out college basketball altogether.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you look at what a lot of people like to look at nowadays is with the stat lines and points per game and rebounds per game, and obviously my numbers weren't as high as they could have been, should have been. So that's ultimately going to hurt me in some ways. It just hopefully I played enough team basketball and hopefully I was in a in a really good winning program, which we were, for enough people to say, all right, I think he's ready to take the next step.
And you're right, too. I mean, looking at that, yeah, we can look at the stats, certainly different than last year's stats. But you and I have discussed this a lot, how you impact games in many different ways. Two blocks could mean the difference in a win or a loss. And you had a lot of those moments where you would come up with game-winning blocks or almost this game securing blocks and key rebounds, two key defensive stops. So those are a lot of things, too, that you've added to your resume, I thought, specifically over the course of this last season.
Yeah, definitely getting to talk with some higher-ups and some people that know their thing about college or professional basketball told me what I needed to do, and that was rebound at a better clip and then as well play defense a little bit better. I think people know what I can do from the three-point range as well as what I can do around the rim. It's just a more of a matter of giving them different aspects that they would like and like to take a part of.
Bodie, how does this process work then? Like you said, you're still kind of weighing everything. I know you're going to talk to coaches and everything, but do you put a name out there over to the pro level? I mean, that's such a new, unique spot, but how does that setup work?
You know, it's definitely new to me too. I think going and meeting with Coach Smiley is going to be my best bet. He's got an understanding of what should happen next and what my best plan of attack is, and so meeting with him this week is just kind of going to be where I start with, and then talking to certain people from there and just kind of discussing what options are available. I know that I have some people that I can trust that I'll be able to talk to and figure that out with.
Well, I'm excited to see what the future holds for you either way. What would you say, like, your legacy with UNC was? I mean, if you go back, there's so many great players, and I put you right in that mix, man. There were so many great players that have kept UNC, I think, at the forefront of the basketball conversation in the state. It does seem like the Bears are always kind of at least in that discussion of doing something crazy in the Big Sky Conference tournament. You're one of those players that has kept the Bears constantly in that conversation. So how would you summarize, you know, your legacy with the Bears?
That's a tough one. I think for me, it's great. It's great to be on a lot of these leaderboards and great to be up here with a lot of people that you never really, you know, you hear about, and they're legends and like some of the best to ever do it. And so being a part of that list is really a lot of fun for me. But I think ultimately just leaving UNC is as known as a really genuinely nice person and the person that you can talk to and not just someone that's I guess you could say a douche and who's good at basketball for me, as well as like you take a look at some of these guys that I've got to play with and it's completely them that's helped me get there. Jonah, JD, even Dalen. I mean, Dalen helped me understand so much of the game this year and so much of a side of basketball that I never really got to see, because like when I was a freshman, I didn't have to worry about being the guy that was the ball dominant scorer. I just sat in the corner and shot threes. Didn't really have to worry about defense even. And same thing sophomore year, Jonah saved our butt a lot of times on defense, and I just got to have the ball a little bit more. So to learn that I needed to be a defensive issue for other teams and rebounding well and finding the open guy and like learning how to play that game from a different aspect is what's been the best part for me.
So kind of a player that every year was asked to do something a little bit differently. Like you said, freshman year, we're asking you to sit up and get in that corner and hit threes. And then as you kind of evolve into that next year, you're picking it up, you're working well with your teammates even more than the defensive side. And so that to me is growth of a player too. And that's when, as we talked about, teams at that next level are looking, okay, we know he can score, we know he can do these things, but can he adjust? Can he still learn some things or two to make him a better player?
Most definitely. And I think even if you go back to my freshman year, like I had a guy that was really, really good at what he does, and he's making a lot of money playing basketball right now.
Yeah.
And just to kind of like learn that, you know, you're a high school guy that everyone in the state knows, and you change to this, and it's like, man, this is really weird. But I was very, very thankful that JD was the person that he was, and Linder was ran the offense that he ran, and Jonah helped defensively carry the load, and it made me realize that I didn't have to be a key factor to help us win a lot of games.
Yeah, Bodie, it's been an honor to follow you, man. And again, doing this thing with the new NIL stuff was great to get to know you a little bit more on this side of things. Before we let you go, I got to ask you the big question, the big story of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith and Chris Rock, man.
Yes.
I mean, that's the story. I mean, I'm a sports guy. I don't normally pay attention to the Oscars. Is that what they... Okay, the Oscars.
Yes.
But what's your take? I think it was scripted.
Man, I don't know. I watched the video. It looked like I thought it was a fake slap. I really did.
I felt like Chris Rock leaned in a little bit.
I thought Will Smith came back smiling afterwards. I thought it was a big joke, but no, I heard stories, and you know, you do the social media research, and it sounds like it seemed okay, somewhat real. But you never know. I felt like those two are both comedians, both really good at what they do, and I feel like they would have been friends. So maybe there was a line crossed, but who knows nowadays. It's all big publicity stunts nowadays, it seems like.
And I think we get more creative of how to make it seem more real, too. And again, if it was a real thing, then I would be like, come on, Chris, that was pushing it, because it sounds like Jada has some stuff going on, right? Definitely. So that would suck. There's still part of me, though, that thinks it's fake. I was joking. I heard our boy Tanner talking this morning. He's like, yeah, but they acted it out, so it was so real. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, they are actors.
Exactly.
I mean,
they get paid to do that.
they're pretty good at this.
It's crazy because, like, Will Smith just walked right up to him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's no stoppage. Like Chris Rock didn't say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah,
right.
He goes, here we go.
You know
you mess up. If you talk a little too much nonsense, you know you mess up. You're like, hey, okay.
Yeah.
I understand I crossed the line here. You say something before it escalates.
There's no security that steps.
Yep.
Like, not that they would have escorted him off or anything, but nobody even gets close.
Right, like, no one stands up. He doesn't look at him really that crazy. Yeah,
and then he just sits there and nobody says anything to him.
Definitely.
Like, it was wild.
Definitely.
Man. I wanted to get
crazy.
You in on that for sure. We had to go over that. Bodie, my man, I got a ball back there that I'm going to ask you to sign for. We had your boy JD sign it when he was in a couple of times. So my idea is to collect autographs from all these great UNC Bears basketball players. We started this with Jordan. We weren't able to get Jonas. Hopefully someday we can get Jonas,
right.
But I would like for you to,
absolutely,
if you do that for us, man, I'd appreciate
absolutely
it. All right, buddy. All right, 37 minutes after the hour. You keep us posted on everything. And as soon as you hear something, we'd love to get you back on the show and maybe let folks know what you're up to.
All right, perfect. I can do that.
All right, man. 37 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Next year, Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be walking down the aisle to this music. He's going to rip his shirt off, and he's going to just start going at Martin Scorsese at the stage. Yeah, because that's how they're going to get people interested in the Oscars. Okay, listen, if it wasn't staged, then yeah, fully in support of Will Smith and what he did. Because I get it. And again, I think the joke was a terrible blow. It wasn't very good. It was in bad taste. And you're right, insensitive. But I, for one, still kind of thinking it was staged. And we may never know. First Advantage sex line, 888-530-0043. So how about that, Jades? We get David Roddy for Colorado State to come in, and he tells us, hey, decision-making process is still out there, but if he's going to play college basketball, he's going back to Colorado State. So if you want to do the math, do the numbers, read between the lines, whatever, David is more than likely going to put his name in the ring, see where he stacks up in the draft, and if he's not crazy with where they think he might land, he'll be back at CSU. Dalen Kuntz on Friday, UNC star player, tells us that kind of the same exact thing. He says he hasn't made a decision one way or the other on the NBA draft stuff, but if he is going to play college basketball, it's going to be for Steve Smiley. So we do believe that if Dalen is not in the NBA next season, he's going to be playing for the UNC Bears. And then we hear from Bodie Hume, kind of the opposite effect there. Bodie, legendary UNC Bear, love to follow this guy. He does tell us that his time with UNC is pretty much done, and he will look to see what that next step is, whether it's playing overseas, and it kind of sounds like that's where his interests lie. But he's not ruling out possibilities, even at the college basketball scale. So I'm not going to be playing for the UNC Bears next season. Bummer. Bodie was great. And as we've gotten to do this NIL stuff, man, we've grown more of an appreciation for what these guys go through on a daily basis throughout the season, the grind. And it's just more of a respect factor. And they'll be the first ones to tell you, hey, it's not the end of the world. We're playing basketball here. We're loving it. But you do kind of grow, gain a new sense of respect for these young men and women that are playing in these sports and representing their colleges throughout the course of these seasons. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. We got our poll question of the day. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available. And you know what? It's CSU related. We're in spring ball. I'm going to be heading back out tomorrow morning. I didn't get to go on Saturday, but nice and cold, I'm told, for tomorrow. So that'll be fun to watch CSU practice. That kind of gets me cooking. You know, now that you're getting stories from the Coloradoan coming up. We're talking about it. We had Matt Mummy last week. You're getting a sense for maybe, okay, this is going to be a high-flying team. Is there 6 wins on the schedule or better on Colorado State's football schedule next season when you look at that bad boy? Go to thewholeshow.com to vote. That's the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. There you go. 57% of the Hooligans say yes. And I tend to think that they're right. I think a bowl season is not out of the realm of possibility for CSU next season. I mean, it's been a while, man. When's the last time they went to a bowl game? Was it like, okay, obviously Steve Vedazio didn't go to one. He had 2 seasons. One was the COVID year. Bobo didn't go his last 2 or 3. Jades is going to look that up. What is this year? Is this the year 2022? So they played 2021. I'm going to take a guess, Jades. 2017? Was that right? Look at that. 2017 was the last time the Rams went bowling. All right, so we look at the schedule. You're at Michigan. That's a loss. You're home against Middle Tennessee, the middle part of Tennessee, and you're winning that game. Washington State is the one we go back and forth on. I think they're going to win that game. So there's your 2-1. Sacramento State, 3-1. At Nevada, 4-1, because you took everything from them. You're 4-1 right now. Yeah, you need 2 more wins. You got a lot of real estate here. Home against Utah State, I'm going to say that's a loss. Home against Hawaii, bam, there's win number 5. At Boise, that's a loss. 5-2? I have you 5-2? Yes, 5-2. San Jose State, what is that? Is that going to be a loss? Boy. So I got you sitting at 5-2. Yeah, I think you win that game, right? Yeah, surely they win that game. I'm trying to think of like what some of the new things that they've done as far as getting themselves set up for the new season. You know, because last year was, I think they were a 500 team. I don't think they were a bowl team last year, were they? And they did. That was the team that CSU beat. Like, one of the only teams CSU beat was San Jose State. So I'm going to say yes, they get San Jose State. So there it is. Boom! Happy bowl season. We're going bowling. 6-3 at that point, right? Is that the 6th? So I've got them getting their 6th win on November 5th with 3 games remaining. There you go. Then you're home against Wyoming. There's win number 7. You're at Air Force. I'm thinking you lose that one. And then New Mexico. Is that right, Jades? Do I have them winning 8 games? Middle Tennessee, Washington State, Sacramento State, at Nevada, Hawaii, San Jose State, Wyoming. I have them winning 8 games. Do I feel good about that? I feel like I'm as Mr. Kisla of the Denver Post would call me, a giant homer for CSU. Am I wrong? Now, this is based on all projections. I don't know what this defense is going to be like. I think Clay Millen is going to be good, but he's going into his 2nd year. Matt Mummy tells us that he was exactly the same as Carson Strong, though. So if he's anything like Carson Strong, you've got the right guy. They have a good group of wide receivers that should be enough for you to get excited and think they're going to, you know, move the ball down the field. So why not? I certainly think there's 6 wins. Washington State, I'll give you that. That might be the push. I think, yeah, maybe. Okay, but that still gives you 7 wins if you want to go that route. I'm feeling really optimistic about Colorado State. All right, 49 minutes after the hour. Game beer of the week. This one's from Left Hand Brewing in Longmont. Available at On the Rocks Liquor. A double milk stout, 10.5% alcohol. Wow. Pick up selections from Left Hand or any of your favorite adult beverages. Use the drive-thru at On the Rocks Liquor. They're open until midnight every single night. Join them this Friday, 4 to 7, for free wine and beer tastings and spirit tastings from CTS Distributors in Denver. That's On the Rocks Liquor, right off of Highway 34 and 47th Avenue. Tell them we sent you from the whole show, 49 minutes after the hour. We're going to wrap up hour number one. Got a lot of Denver Nuggets stuff to talk about. Melvin Gordon, Kareem Jackson. Which one of those guys would you rather come back? The price is about the same, perhaps, for both. We'll also talk to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Don't miss it. It's the whole show. We continue on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Ward from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Just stopped by Rev Chiropractic shortly before the show. Get my adjustment done for the week. You know, my wife, it's getting close to Mother's Day, so she has me moving rocks and clearing things out. Projects that I did last year she doesn't like, so we're restarting them and doing something new. Whatever. You know how it is. So, yeah, suffice to say, my back was killing me pulling a wheelbarrow of rock around all over the weekend. Thanks to Rev Chiropractic, I go in, tell them exactly where I'm hurting, where it's tight, and bam, fixed right back up. Dr. Haley Harada helped me today. I'm telling her exactly what's going on, and she's like, oh, okay, we can get that kind of, here's some stretches you can do in the meantime. That's a great, great group over there at Rev Chiropractic. Tell them I sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. They're off of Highway 34 and 35th Avenue. If you know where there's a Home Depot in that same shopping center. You know, do me a favor. Check out their website. It's chiropracticerev.com. That's chiropracticerev.com. Check it out. See if it might fit. Might be something you're interested in. Again, First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Big one coming up, as we mentioned earlier, my game of the week presented by the whole show here, powered by PDC Energy. We got Denver and Minnesota going at it on Friday, April Fools. I'm going to have some tickets to give away for that throughout the week as well. We're running low on regular season games. You know, so if you haven't won tickets from us, you're missing out on your opportunities. We do it actively on our social media page as well as here on the show. We want to get you out there. This is a big game. When you look at where the standings are right now in the NBA, you know, Denver's hanging on to that sixth spot, kind of by a thread. They're a game and a half ahead of Minnesota. But get this, they're only a game out of the fifth spot. They're only two games out of the fourth spot. There's still potential that the Nuggets could move up, but there's very much potential that they could move down to the seventh and be in a play-in game. So you don't want to get to that spot. You're really hoping you can hold on to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They're going to be in the play-in game. You just hope like heck it's not the Nuggets. We'll talk about Denver next. Nikola Jokic, what's the realistic ceiling for those Nuggets? We'll talk about that and more. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. A Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.